Hello, lovely dearies of Reddit, this is Cynical Pumpkin, and I'm recording your thing again. It is another night of partying people outside my apartment in the storm, and yeah, there is a party out at a club in this town going on right now. And I probably could have went there, but I didn't want to, because, well, partly because going to clubs and partying is really emotionally draining for me, and I mean, I already went to a party on Saturday night, and also because that means that my flat is empty for the next 2 to 3 hours. And yeah, so I thought I'd record you a thing. I'm recording the 18 Paddle Flower Questionnaire by baby_paddle, which seems to be quite on vogue these days. Yeah, I will go right ahead. I'm not sure if you can hear the sounds of the party people outside. I'm not even quite sure why they're outside. They're supposed to be all clubbing and not being all up here disturbing me when I'm recording. If you do hear them, just imagine we are sitting outside of a nightclub where we just met, and you asked me the very deep questions of life in form of the 18 Paddle Flower Questionnaire. Let's go ahead then. First question, what does your recording editing setup look like? What mic do you use to record? What editing software? Was it easy for you to figure everything out and learn how to use these things right away? My current recording setup is me with my phone. I use the app iTalk for iOS, and it's quite good. At some points it even captures sound better than my microphone, which I used up until the point that the adapter for it broke, because it had only an XLR adapter, and I had to buy another USB adapter so I would be able to record on my computer. I edit, and with my microphone I record on Audacity. I use the Golden Tone 25, I think. It's a dynamic microphone set up for singing, but I like it. Yeah, I think it fits quite good. I'm just, yeah, playing around with it a bit. Was it easy for me to figure everything out? I had a bit of experience in audio editing, because back in school we would do this project where we interviewed former students and we'd write texts about them or videos, and for those videos I mostly also edited the sound in Audacity, or we would make, you know, podcast like thingies, and that was quite fun. That's actually how I figured out that audio production is kind of my thing. And was it easy for me to learn? No, but I'm really glad I did. I'll actually take a professional podcast making class this semester, and I'm really excited for it, because that is something I really want to do. That is something I can also see myself doing in my life at some point professionally. Now we'll see how these things work out. I mean, currently I am very much content just talking to you people. And I'm even more content to know that you're listening. Second question, where do you typically record, and what positions do you usually situate yourself in? I am currently sitting on my bed, legs crossed, my phone propped up, my hand and my laptop next to me where I'm reading off the questions. When I record a script, for instance, I like to imagine myself in what positions the character is in. So whether they are standing up or walking or sitting. And that's usually the position I take. When it comes to things like just recording myself masturbating, I lie down for that. And usually that all happens on my bed, yeah. Third question, were you nervous to begin uploading your voice onto GWA? Why or why not? I was really nervous. I first started out with a few posts on Pillow Talk Audio, which is the correct word, which is a subreddit I greatly ignored in the past, and I'm sorry. And I got a bit of encouragement from people I've listened to before and I was in contact with, and from people on Pillow Talk Audio. So it was a bit of a mixture. I was nervous, but I was more excited to see the reaction, so to say. I can hear the party people and they are distracting me. I'm sorry. I was nervous. Yeah. And I think that's okay to be. But I'm really glad I did it. 4. What advice would you give someone who's new to the erotic audio game? What do you suggest to calm their nerves? What are the words of encouragement you would give them? My advice, my suggestion. Listen to audios. Just do it. Listen to many, many audios. Listen to some done by your gender and some by the other genders. Whatever, I'm trying to be politically correct here, I'm sorry. Just listen to audios. Listen to audios and figure out what kind of sounds they make. And whether you like something. It's sort of like drawing. I remember I once read this interview with a comic artist who said she started out by redrawing Sailor Moon characters, and then she just sort of added her own details to them, and that way she developed her own style. So I'd suggest you do that. Start out with something easy, read a script, don't be too nervous, let it all come naturally. Sometimes no words are better than too many words. When in doubt, let your moan speak for you. So much wisdom. What words of encouragement would you give them? No matter how bizarre you think your audio is, there's always an audience for it. There are always people who listen. And there are always people who like it. And don't be discouraged. Do what you like. But also don't be afraid to broaden your horizon. But start out with what you like. I hope that didn't sound too generic. 5th question. What is an audio on GWA that you would love to hear but just hasn't happened yet? Or how would you have preferred for it to have been done? I'm going to see this as an opportunity to think of an audio I would love to have, because I do think it probably exists, and someone might link me to it. I don't know what I've been... how do I say this? I'm kind of new to the whole caregiver little dynamic, like a daddy little girl, sort of. And sometimes in GWA posts, I sort of miss the caring side of it and the sweet side, because that is an aspect of that dynamic I really appreciate. That it's not too much about blanket submission and blanket power, but about being caring towards someone and nurturing them. Yeah. So, I know there is an audience, of course, for, put it that way, sadistic, rough audios, but I'm more of the sweet type if it comes to that. 6. You're fuming with anger towards your partner, and suddenly, in the middle of your venting, they kiss you. What are your feelings in that moment? Please explain. I don't know. I feel like movies and everything always portray this so cute and so adorable, but I'd probably just be more angry because I'd be like, let me talk. You don't get to shut me up. You let me talk. I am angry with you, and you will endure it. That is my process. Just endure it. Just let me rant. Don't interrupt me. Just please be respectful of me, and then after 15 minutes I'll be okay again. And then I'll still love you. Of course. I love all of you. What is a paraphilia or fetish you just don't understand and see any appeal to whatsoever? What's the reason for your answer? Vor. And I think I talk about this many times. At least I feel like I tell people a lot that I just don't understand vor. Why is that? I don't know, I guess I just don't understand how, you know, to me it's terrifying. And like the idea to be eaten is kind of, I don't know, I just don't see anything erotic in there. Might be some kind of power play going on in there. Also, I'm not quite for food play. Mostly because in my childhood I just had issues with binge eating, and my self-esteem and food in general, which still influence me today. And I don't see how that can be a fetish. And it's, that kind of thing would be just more stressful for me than erotic. 8. What are some minuscule, passive, nearly insignificant actions that someone can do that make you nearly come right there and then? When men wear, like, button-up shirts and they fix their sleeves, like they've got it rolled up to the elbow and then they fix it, that is enticing. Suits, man in suits, woman in suits, everyone in suits, drives me kind of wild. What else? That is something that Studerino does a lot, and I know that because I Skype with him a lot. He does this thing where he, sometimes he mumbles to himself while he does work or does anything next to it. And then there is this nearly, barely noticeable growl in his voice. And that is just awesome. I love growling. It's amazing. Yeah. 9. Name the most significant point on your sex bucket list. You totally have to do before you kick the bucket. And describe it as vividly as you possibly can.
I guess the first thing would be to actually have sex.
Yeah.
Joining the... Well, I guess I'm already in the Virgins on GWA club.
Well, once I've had sex, more or literally everything, and I guess experiencing kind of power exchange dynamic in real life.
Now they are screaming. I don't know what the hell is going on. And I'm really scared to look outside right now.
Thankfully, I don't have to clean that up. Describe it as vividly as you possibly can. I guess I would want to take the dominant position at first. And maybe we could switch it. I think it's really great that when people can be adaptive to their partner's needs. Whether that is because the partner wants to switch or... Yeah. You want to switch. That thing. Describe it as vividly as you possibly can. I'm just talking around that, am I not? Describe it as vividly as you possibly can. I guess I just imagine... Just imagine it to be very freeing and enticing. And beautiful. That was not vivid at all, but whatever. We're gonna move on. If you choose to remain anonymous, I'm pretty sure I pronounced that wrong, but it's cute because I'm foreign, right? On GWA, is it because you're worried about people in real life finding out about your profile or people on the internet finding you in real life? If you choose to not remain anonymous, why is that?
I'm not even sure if I'm anonymous or not. I mean, there is a picture of my face on my Reddit. There are pictures of me naked on my Reddit. And I guess I'm more worried about real-life people accidentally finding me than people on the internet finding me in real life. Since I mostly use this English-based website and I currently live in the east of Germany...
I guess it was a minor worry of mine that internet people would find me in real life. Other news that's just, I don't know, there are actually not many people I actually know in real life who know of.
Sorry, it's a bit late.
Who know of me being on GWA? Actually, no one does except for Student Torino.
Yeah.
And I pulled him in with me. So, I guess I'm sort of anonymous. Yeah. Now, the following question to that, logically would be, but Pumpkin, then why do you post pictures of yourself on the internet? Because it's fun. Because it's so much fun. And it gives me the kick of attention I just need sometimes. Because I am that way. Because people need attention sometimes.